candidates look for a way to speak about politics, ways that will connect with voters.
Last night, the New England Patriots won. Tonight, this New Englander won, and you've sent me on the way to the Super Bowl. Thank you very much.
That's Senator Kerry speaking after he won the Iowa caucuses back on January 19th. A few days earlier, New England Patriots football team had won their conference championship, which got them into the Super Bowl. Journalists always want shorthand terms to describe people. One phrase that keeps getting repeated to describe Senator Kerry is Boston Brahma. We asked Slate's Andy Bowers for an explainer on the question, what exactly is a Boston Brahma?
The term does come, in fact, from Boston, and from someone who was himself part of the group he was describing. It was coined by Dr. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Sr. Holmes used it both in a novel and in an 1860 Atlantic Monthly article called The Brahmin Caste of New England. The word caste indicates where Holmes got the idea. In India, a Brahmin is a member of the highest or priestly caste among the Hindus, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. By applying the term to his native Boston, Holmes was describing a more secular but equally powerful group, the city's entrenched WASP elite, or what he called its, quote, harmless, inoffensive, untitled aristocracy. In large part, he was referring to families who produced generation after generation of scholars at institutions like Harvard. But the term Boston Brahmin also connotes great wealth, political influence, old New England roots, and often all of the above. These Brahmins frequently intermarried, founded and patronized Boston cultural institutions, and had some connection with nearby Harvard University. And of course, there's the famous poem by John Collins Bossidy that neatly sums up the Brahmin culture. And this is good old Boston, the home of the bean and the cod, where the Lowells talk only to Cabots and the Cabots talk only to God. The Brahmins are also well known for their hostility to the Irish immigrants, whose large numbers transformed the city in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The Kennedy family, for example, was not part of the club. As for whether John Kerry qualifies as a Brahmin, the answer is yes and no. On the yes side, consider that his middle name is Forbes. In fact, Kerry's mother was related to at least two traditional Brahmin families, the Forbes and the Winthrops. Yet Kerry himself is a practicing Catholic, and many in Massachusetts long assumed Kerry was an Irish name. However, the senator says he learned from a Boston Globe investigation last year that his paternal grandfather was actually born Jewish in what's now the Czech Republic. Before emigrating to America in 1905, Fritz Cohn changed his name to Frederick Kerry. He also apparently converted to Catholicism. So it's certainly fair to say that New Englander John Kerry grew up in a privileged household, but whether he's really a Brahmin depends on whether you think that term has evolved to include a Catholic with both Protestant and Jewish roots, and who went to Yale.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. You can send your news-related questions to explainer@npr.org.